Okay, they're here. Oh shit, they're here. Okay. Hey, it's Bill Reed. This is Alternative Vashon, and it is it's May 2025. And today we're counting down the top 10 alternative bands of the 80s on Alt Vashon. A lot of English groups on the list, like 7 of them. One Irish band in the top 3. You can't really talk about the 80s alternative scene without talking about the advent of MTV. MTV was a game changer. Now, not only did you have to make good records, but you had to look amazing. The number 10 band on the countdown certainly delivered the goods. And MTV showed their videos constantly. In at number 10, Duran Duran. Alternative rock bands of the 80s on Alternative Vashon. There's your number 10 group, Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf, off the Rio album, 1982. The album cover by Patrick Nagel does not get any more 80s than that. Our number 9 band in the countdown hails from Minneapolis, Minnesota, a punk rock band influenced by the Sex Pistols, the Rolling Stones, and the Beatles. The group's bass player was only 13 years old when he joined the group. In at number 9, The Replacements. The top 10 alternative bands of the 80s on Alternative Vashon. It's a series. Top 10 70s alt bands were last week. It's on the streaming archive. Worth checking out. And top 90s alt bands will be next week. But there's your number 9 80s alternative rock band, The Replacements, with I Will Dare off of 1984's Let It Be album. Named their album after a Beatles record. Cheeky. And it's back to the UK for our number 8 band. They helped invent a style known as goth, a dark, atmospheric sound, dramatic vocals, lots of eyeliner. In at number 8 on today's countdown, Susie and the Banshees.
Stranger inside, hopelessly forcing on a modern disguise. Christine, the strawberry girl, Christine, banana split lady, Christine, the strawberry girl, Christine, banana split lady. Mm-hmm. lost in my world. This big eyed girl sees her face is unfurled. Now she's in purple, now she's a turtle, disintegrating. Christine, the strawberry girl, Christine, banana split later. Christine, the strawberry girl, Christine, sees her face is unfurled. Disintegrating. Christine, 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 the strawberry girl, Christine, banana split later. Christine, the strawberry girl, Christine, sees her face is unfurled.
Broadcasting from tiny Vashon Island, Washington, it's Alternative Vashon with Bill Reed, counting down the top 10 80s alternative rock bands of all time. Now, there's your number 8 band from London, Susie and the Banshees, Christine from 1980's Kaleidoscope LP. The number 7 band on today's countdown, also English, they invented a genre known as shoegaze. Think heavy distortion, feedback, volume. The term shoegaze came from the band's habit of staring at their shoes while playing live. I'm not kidding. In at number 7, it's the Jesus and Mary Chain.
Toy.
Counting down the top 10 alternative bands of the 80s on Alternative Vashon, in at number 7, the Jesus and Mary Chain, Just Like Honey, from their 1985 debut, Psycho Candy. First time I saw that band live, they played in a cloud of smoke so heavy that you hardly saw the band. Maybe it was on purpose, or maybe it was a Spinal Tap style malfunctioning smoke machine. I don't know. We remain in the UK for our number 6 group, to Manchester, UK. They rose from the ashes of a super depressing band called Joy Division after the Joy Division singer hung himself on the eve of the band's first ever American tour. Our number 6 band took a break before changing their name and soldiering on. In at number 6, New Order. Way through the countdown of the top 10 alternative bands of all time on Alternative Vashon. There's your number 6 group, from Manchester, one of two Manc bands in today's countdown, New Order, Blue Monday, monster club hit when it was released as a 12-inch single in 1983, the biggest selling 12-inch of all time. Getting really English around here. Three of the top five 80s alt bands of all time are from the UK, including the group in at number five. They raised the flag for electronic music, influenced by 70s giants like David Bowie and Kraftwerk. They started out playing clubs in the early 80s, and by late in the decade were playing stadiums. Out of 1987, here's your number five band, Depeche Mode. Counting down the top 10 alt groups of the 80s on Alternative Vashon. We counted down the top 10 70s bands last week, and next week we're doing the top 10 90s alternative bands. There's your number 5 80s group, Depeche Mode, Never Let Me Down Again, off of 1987's Music for the Masses record. Yeah, a lot of English bands in today's countdown. The 80s were all about England. Not so much the 90s. A lot of American bands next week. But in at number 4, these guys rose from Manchester, like New Order, with a jangly guitar sound and a singer with a singular style and point of view. Checking in at number 4, The Smiths.
Of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. I was looking for a job and then I found a job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now. In my life, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I
about you, but I love a good countdown show. We're counting down the top 10 alternative bands of the 80s on Alternative Vashon. In at number 4, The Smiths, their single out of 1984, Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now. Great title. Brings us to the top 3. We've got one English group in the top 3, one Irish band, and one American band. I guess you could call these guys, this number 3 group, goth. Yeah, they're from England. Early on, for sure, they were goth. The singer even spent some time in Susie and the Banshees. Later on in the 80s, they blossomed into a pop band. Although they kept their dark, brooding look, in at number 3, The Cure.
shape. I must have been asleep for days. Some moving lips to breathe her name. I opened up my eyes and found myself alone, alone, alone above a raging sea. I stole the only girl I loved and drowned her deep inside of me. You who soft and lonely, you who lost and lonely, you who just like heaven.
Top 10 alternative bands of the 80s, counting them down here on Alternative Vashon, Voice of Vashon Radio, 101.9 FM, Bill Reed. There's your number three group, The Cure, celebrating 50 years together next year. Wow. Just Like Heaven from The Cure, 1987. The number two band in our countdown, also very much together, and like The Cure, celebrate their 50 years together next year. They played a residency in Las Vegas last year, the first band to do so, at a new venue called The Sphere. By all reports, a huge success. Here's your number two band from Dublin, Ireland, U2.
You.
It's interesting, the top three bands in today's countdown had hits in the 90s as well as the 80s, but their stories really begin in the 80s. That group for sure. In at number two, U2. I still haven't found what I'm looking for off their groundbreaking 1987 LP, The Joshua Tree. We're counting down the top 10 alternative bands of the 80s on Alternative Vashon. Voice of Vashon Radio, your island connection. Going to take a breather here and come back with our number one band. Unlike the other two bands in the top three, they never made the 50-year mark. Their trouble started in 1995 when their drummer suffered an aneurysm on stage in Europe. He quit the band a couple of years later, and they held together as a three-piece before finally calling it quits in 2011. Our number one band in the top 10 alternative bands of the 80s, next.
Support provided by Hawthorne Stereo, sellers of exceptional hi-fi since 1946. Hawthorne specializes in new and used stereo music systems, from vintage turntables to high-end digital streaming and beyond. You can find them on the web at hawthornestereo.com.
VOV underwriting support is provided by Puget Sound Energy, offering tips and resources to save energy, save money, and stay comfortable during every season at pse.com/lower.
Okay, finally, we have arrived at our number one band in the countdown. They bubbled under for much of the 80s, putting out records on a tiny independent record label, touring relentlessly, sleeping in their van or on fans' couches and floors. They were a staple on college radio. In fact, they came to be known as the Beatles of college radio. Their breakthrough single came out in 1987. Here it is, and here's your number one band on the Alternative Vashon countdown of the top 10 alternative bands of the 80s. From Athens, GA, REM.
Yeah.
top 10 alternative bands of the 80s on Alternative Vashon, Voice of Vashon Radio. In at number one, REM, your number one band. The One I Love, the band's breakthrough single out of 1987, and their final record on indie label IRS. They signed to the majors the following year and went on to become a major force in 90s alternative music, which we're counting down next week, the top 10 90s alt bands of all time on Alternative Vashon. Right now we've got time for a few runners-up. How about an LA punk band? Hell yes. X. Counting down the top 10 alternative bands of the 80s on Alternative Vashon, there's a runner-up, X, Los Angeles. Bill Reed, bringing the classic alternative every week, hand-forged in my Vashon Island garage and served up hot on the old-school airways by Voice of Vashon Radio, 101.9 FM. On demand anytime, voiceofvashon.org. Subscribe on Mixcloud and have the show delivered to your inbox every week. I got to get out of here. Got to catch a ferry.
Oh, listen, one more thing. It'll just take a second.
I'll leave you with one more 80s runner-up. This band had a great run in the 80s, and this song is undeniably 80s. Director John Hughes named a movie after it. Psychedelic Furs with Pretty in Pink. See you next week.
Good night and party on!
Party on, Wayne!
Party on, Garth.
Yeah.
IGN.